What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and/or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be talking with the owner of a local farm. I have purchased a few quarter cows from Seven Bridges Farm, so I wanted to bring Burita Shanks on the podcast today to talk shop on what it's like to run a farm, the practices they use, and so much more. My mouth is salivating right now thinking of the strip steaks Seven Bridges Farm provided for me and my family the past couple of years. Let me introduce our special guest. Burita Shanks is the farmer's wife of 21 years to Jeff Shanks, who started Seven Bridges Farm in 2006. They are known at their Lima, New York farm for their all-natural beef, which is raised right on their farm without the use of growth hormones or routine antibiotics. They feed their cattle all natural grains and forage that is free of pesticides, has no animal byproducts, and every head can be traced back to the first day of life on the farm. All natural beef means buying the best for you and your family. This unique approach uses the best health and environmental practices to provide their customers with the highest quality beef. Once you experience the taste of their beef, you will appreciate the difference. This is nature's perfect combination of nutrition and taste. Their beef is tender, juicy, full-flavored beef with less fat. It's cleaner and more satisfying beef. I can definitely attest to the last sentence for sure. Welcome to the podcast, Burita. What's going on?
Oh, I'm having a great morning and thanks for having me.
The pleasure is all mine. So I'm really excited about today's chat. I definitely, like I said in the intro, your quarter cows are great. I'm sure your half cows and full cows are even better. You guys offer some awesome stuff. So tell us the history of Seven Bridges Farm.
Oh, it's my favorite part of farming right here. It's because my husband's family started farming in Lima in 1942. And my husband just turned 64. He's been involved in the farming life all that time. And like you said, we have all of our cattle from day one of their lives. And they're free of growth hormones, steroids, no unnecessary antibiotics. And we're farming 500 acres of land to grow the feed for the animals, which in turn is going to give us no animal byproducts like that. So those practices that were there in 1942, we continue to do the same thing because their practices are sustainable for the land. It's healthy for the animals. Depends on replenishing the soil's nutrients. I mean, it's not a one word answer of, hey, are you just grass fed? And it's something that's so sustainable that they've been doing since 1942. And I've been here for 21 years and I absolutely love where I live and I absolutely love what we do.
Good for you. Kind of a rinse and repeat, right? If it's not broke, don't fix it. But
exactly.
You probably could make more money doing it a cheaper way or a different way, but it's not the best for the farm and for the animals and for the consumer.
Absolutely. A lot of people go to an auction and buy an animal that may be 3 or 4 months old. So what we do and we make what we do is we have an animal when it's just a day or two old, mama gets colostrum like it should, but then we're the ones feeding it and loving it so that we know there's never been any administering of growth hormones or steroids. We know that we're the only one loving them and we're going to take care of them the way that we choose to do. And we want to know from the very first day of life how that animal was fed and how that animal is treated.
So what are you guys known for at Seven Bridges?
I'm going to say it used to be just the beef, but when we started doing, like his family in 1942, in 1942, you raise cows and pigs and chickens for yourself and your family. So when you do that, you're automatically not going to use all these things that are out there to produce more quicker and faster. So it used to be just the beef, but now we raise pigs. We've been raising our own chickens for meat and for eggs. And the more that happens in the real world, the more that people come to us and say, I can't buy chicken, beef, or pork, or even eggs anywhere else. So people like to know who their farmer is. And I'm so thankful that more and more people want to know where their food comes from. People are allowed to come to the farm and visit, pick up an order here. It's completely open of what. So that's what we're known for, is to be that people know their farmer as well as they can.
Amen. Amen. Not to get too political here, but I was just talking to my wife and a couple of patients recently. If they just took a fraction of the amount of money we're spending on the vaccine and the testing, and they just put it into our food sources and, you know, getting healthier, more quality, more sustainable food to schools, just for one example. I mean, that's how we can transform our country and our world and get healthier.
Yeah, because when you talk about the way that people are and their health in general these days, it's not good.
No.
We're in a hurry. And, you know, in most households, you know, there's two people that have to go to work to in order to raise kids. Now, but people are not spending the time in the garden. They're not spending the time, you know, they have to take a separate step to go get their meat someplace and then go get maybe something else, you know, the vegetables someplace else. It's so important that at the very beginning of what we do, and I'm talking about the replenishing of the soil. So, you know, we said this before, if it's a good earth, you can get good food and then you're going to have a really good life. And that's what it has to start, that beginning, in order to be good in your, I mean, those animals are here to sustain us. So they should only have one bad day in their whole life, and that's it.
Thank you for that slogan, because that's the title of this podcast. I love it. Good earth, good food, good life.
Yes, definitely.
So do you really have seven bridges on that farm? How did the name come about?
The name came about, and actually we don't own all seven of them, but because his family's been here so long, it's interesting. So there's seven bridges, and Rochester Water Works is, so Rochester maintains all the bridges. Of course, they're painted blue because it means water. And all the, and it's Honeyoy Creek that goes flows through, but it's Rochester Water Works that comes underneath the ground. So there's seven bridges, and everybody loves the seven bridges. It's pretty beautiful out back. So that's where that came from, because they've lived here for so long.
So let's talk about your practices on the farm. You've already touched base on that, but what quality of meat are customers purchasing from your farm?
Well, one thing is really important is that we have, you know, just a day old, so we know, but our feed is mainly grown on our own cropland. So we know who's been farming that land all these years, who's been taking care of those lands all this time, and knowing that there's no pesticides and not damaging of the land. A sustainable agriculture is a way of raising food that's healthy for consumers and animals. It doesn't hurt or harm the environment. It's humane for the workers, has respect for animals. It's a fair wage for farmers, but it enhances the rural community as well. And I don't know, it refers to the ability for a farm to produce food indefinitely without causing irreversible damage to the ecosystem at all. So those practices, you know, cover crops, and we use all of both green and animal manures and things like that, so that we can replenish the land in a natural way. I mean, people sometimes say, hey, do you have any manure for sale? And I'm like, absolutely not. We use every single bit.
It's fuel. You need that.
Yeah. That way, it ends up that when the time has come, that these guys are weaned off of milk and they start grazing on grass, from that moment, we truly have a nutritionist they've been working with for years. And people are like, your cows have a nutritionist? Absolutely. Because
so
they,
cool.
Yeah, they graze on grass, but they're such a complex body with four stomachs and a rumen that they have to have a balanced diet. So we farm the land, and then we'll, what we call ag bags is we harvest the alfalfa and all the things that we're going to put in their diet, and it actually goes in an ag bag and it ferments, helps their body that way. We know exactly what they're eating. There's even a little bit of molasses in their diet for energy. Just like we feed the cows, like we feed the kids. You have to have a big diet of energy and fiber and when you start when they're young that way, and they're going to have a balanced diet and along with what they would naturally do, it's amazing. And you know exactly what I'm talking about because it's marbling animal. It's the age of the animal. And start that way from the very beginning, you're going to end up with really good quality meat.
The animal thrives. The animal's healthy. Yeah. And that's what you're eating. That's huge.
Yeah. People always say like, if you ate just lettuce, you'd be healthy, you'd survive, but you wouldn't be an athlete, you know, that thing. And that's how you look at it, as making sure that they're as healthy as they can possibly be and have a balanced diet. And then you're good to go with a really good quality meat. And it's usually prime. It's graded prime, select. It's never been choice ever. It's never been graded choice. So I'm proud of that.
Now, random question. Do you have a vet that comes onto your farm once a week, once a month, as needed? How does that work? If a cow is just not feeling well, is the nutritionist also a vet?
Oh, nutritional is just, that's all he does is he's. Okay. We actually ship cattle also out of state, which is kind of cool because a beef farmer in Michigan found out about what we do. And so every time that happens, the vet comes on, he checks every single animal, and he'll come anytime we want, no matter what. Even if it's got a little runny nose, they'll be here and check out the animal. But they get, you know, electrolytes like you give your kids, you know, and when they travel, you know, we've got a trace of all those ones, and the vet comes to see them before they go. But we have a vet that will come any time of the day, any time of night, for whatever reason. It's amazing.
Do they get COVID tested, animals? Can they get COVID?
Animals can get it.
Okay.
None of our animals, this is a good thing. Because we don't buy animals at an auction or anything like that. So they're not around anybody.
Gotcha.
So when you go to an auction, you've got all these different types of cows and animals all within the same spot. And we don't ever want them to go anywhere near all that because you're bringing in all these animals from different farms and different places that we have no idea. So we never do that. Never, never. They have to stay home.
So as of late, obviously 2020 was a crazy year with COVID-19, but our federal and state governments and restrictions rules, are they assisting or making it more challenging for farmers to succeed?
Actually, when COVID first hit last year, it was very difficult. It didn't change what we were doing. We weren't changing, mandated anything. No government was telling us to do anything different. But I felt so bad for the consumers who were really scared. They were so afraid when they went into a grocery store and couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't blame them for being scared. But so what happened to us is we got orders for 25 beef in like 2 weeks. Unbelievable amount. I couldn't do that. My poor butcher looked at me like, no, you can't do, you know, because I was trying to ramp it up, everybody. And it was really difficult. And other than that, they've been really good. 2008, 2019, you know, all the other presidential, they've been really good to us. And because of COVID, now things have totally calmed down and people understand, you know, where we're going with this. But people are really want to know more than ever, where is their food coming from? Mm-hmm. It's really important because most of my time that I spend at the market and with people is what I'm doing now. I'm talking about it. And I want people to not just walk by and ask me one question. And a lot of people are taking the time to listen because it's not just a one word answer and they need to know. And so I'm really happy that people are starting to really be concerned about where their food comes. And I tell them, don't worry about all these buzzwords and it has to be certified. Just know where your food comes from and eat food that's less traveled. you eat food that's less traveled, you're going to know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. It's more nutrient dense too. Yeah,
absolutely. And that carbon footprint and all those things that we talk about, it's very important to do that.
So what is the best part of being a farmer?
The best part of being a farmer for me is I worked a corporate job for 18 years. And I can honestly tell you, I would rather collect than punch a clock. Okay. It's having everything that we eat coming from the earth. It's coming from our own farm, the beef, the pork, the chickens, the eggs, the tomatoes, and, you know, canning and being self-sufficient and being able to share that. Sharing it's the best. When I'm at the market and people come up and they say to me, oh my gosh, that's the best burger I ever had. I've never tasted meat like this before. The chicken was amazing. All those kinds of things just goes in this big circle and comes back. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I wish was different is that my husband's so busy, like he's on the farm, that he doesn't get to hear all the things that I get to hear with all the people. Mm-hmm. But the people that I get to share what we do with is my favorite part of it. So rewarding for all that we do.
Yeah, you're a good, I think you're the face of the business. You're just a good person. You're a good light. You're fun to talk to. I remember we hit it off at the public market and right away, I'm like, this is a couple years ago. I need to have her on the podcast. Like we just need to talk about this.
I really appreciate that. Because to me, talking about it is educating people. And that's what's more important to me. I want them to know what we do because I want them to know that like buying a quarter of a cow, well, obviously if you're at the market and you come every week and you buy a porterhouse steak and a New York strip steak, obviously Seven Bridges Farm is going to make more money when you're buying an individual cut. We started out originally not selling it this way. We wanted to sell freezer beef. We wanted people the least expensive way they can know where it came from, know how old it is. But then the Rochester Public Market called up, hey, you want to be a part of the market? And I said, I don't know. And they're like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm offering you a really big opportunity, but I didn't know all about the public. So people are really happy that we're there to enjoy the farm too.
And this, I mean, the pandemic is probably going to help your business, I would think, because you know, you're part of the health and wellness field. And I think that it's just going to keep blowing up the health and wellness field because people, they want to get help. Not everyone, but a majority now realize that, hey, like if I start taking care of myself, I'm less likely to get sick. If I get COVID, blah, blah, blah. But they want to know where things are coming from. They want answers. They want to be educated. So I'm hoping that just continues to help your business.
I do too. And what I do, and I'm thankful that my husband lets me do this, but when I see somebody at the market and looking at us and never seen us before or wondering, they don't know who I am. They don't know the farm. And some people are really shy about asking and they may just look and, you know, so I'm the one that has the voice that says, hey, have you ever had anything from Seven Bridges Farm? And if they say no, Matt, the first thing I do is give them a pound of ground beef for free.
Nice.
People are like, what? You know, and I tell them, but I'm not giving the farm away, you know, but if it was me and I don't know who you are,
for sure,
you know, I give it to them. And they're going to try it. And then they get a chance to know what we do and why we do it. And then, you know, hopefully they'll spend some time on the website to see where their food just came from and get an idea of what we're doing so that they can maybe try and enjoy it just as much as anybody else does.
That's the best business card I've ever heard of.
Free pound of ground beef. Yep.
Love it. Now, my great grandfather was a farmer in Leicester, New York. And then my grandfather moved to Buffalo. So I was born and raised in Buffalo, but farming is in my DNA. I love landscaping. I love being outside. We love the garden. So I just respect the work ethic that you guys have. I know there's a lot that goes, it's not flashy. It's not fancy. It's a lot of hard work, but it's rewarding, I bet.
It is. And I really appreciate your kind words because that means a lot. And it's really rewarding of what we do. And just the fact that, you know, I have grandsons now. We have three grandsons. And my first grandson, he used to want to take the breakfast sausage, the pork breakfast sausage, to daycare. You know, like, what is this?
And yeah.
Then, you know, because he liked it so much. But when you have your children and your grandchildren, You know, you keep those practices. It's not, you know, and our beef actually hangs and ages for 2 weeks. That's another thing that no matter where you go in the grocery store, it's not going to be that way because everybody's going to make money. So that's where I say we're not changing those processes and that practices that, you know, in 1942, his grandparents had. I'm not changing that because when you do it for yourself and your family, you're going to keep those practices and you're not going to hurry the process to make sure you make more money. I don't want to do that.
Now, I've only purchased beef from you guys, but remind listeners on what you sell at your farm.
Okay, so we sell the beef and we sell in individual pieces. You can buy as little as one steak, or like Matt did, you can buy a quarter of a cow, a half a cow. Doesn't matter how big you buy it, the price is always the same. And then we have pork that we sell the same way. Individual pieces, pork chops, pork steaks. We got roast, you know, sausages and things like that. Or you can buy a half a pig. You can do it that way also. We raise, we have eggs all the time. And that's amazing. Those are, you wouldn't think an egg would be so different, but it is. Because those guys also have a balanced diet. We grind all of our own feed for them as well. And one of my favorites is the meat birds, raising chickens as a meat bird. When I hear things about what happens out there, and chickens are going to China or they're getting processed. It's crazy. When someone buys a fresh whole chicken from us, it was walking on Tuesday, no additives, no preservatives, no like salines and solutions in the bags. You bought it because it's that fresh and you eat it in a minimal amount of time because it's that fresh. So
love it. Now I purchased a quarter cow just myself for me, my wife and my kids the first time. That was a lot of meat.
Yeah.
And that's when we had a separate freezer. Now we just have the fridge freezer. So we split it three ways with our neighbors. But I feel like if I were to do it again, that was a little bit too much. I didn't have enough.
Right.
Split it three ways. So I feel like we probably, did you say you could do a full cow or just a half cow?
You could do a whole cow, a half a cow. Like okay. A lot of customers now that they're into it, every year they buy a whole cow and four family gets it.
Mm.
And then I separate it for them. So that if you, Matt, you wanted your steaks an inch thick, but father likes them like an inch and a half, different cutting instructions for each one of you.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to be calling you again here shortly. I got to place an order. Okay. What's in store for Seven Bridges Farm in 2021 for the rest of the year? What do you guys got going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to do more advertising and more educating because we would like to see more people buy bulk and not individual cuts. I've had to have conversations with some of my customers and say, well, guess what, Matt? You've been coming every week. You already bought a quarter of a cow. And I want people to purchase that way more. Mm-hmm. They get the benefit of it. So that's in their freezer. It could be there a whole year, but they know where it came from and they're paying less money for more product. I'm not worried about making money. I'm not worried about those things. That's not what we started doing this for. It's to share what we do with other families. So in the next year, I'm hoping I get more people to buy instead of individual cuts. It's an expensive way to buy good quality meat.
Have you ever read the book Go Giver? Go Giver. So being a go giver, you should check it out.
I'm going to write that down.
You should check it out. It's all about just being a go-giver. I mean, giving, 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 and then you receive. But you got to be open to receiving on the back end. But you don't go into it being like, how much money can I get? How much meat can I sell? How many patients can I treat? It's like, okay, yes, it's a business. Yes, we have to make money to keep our doors open. But I'm not going to make it about that. I'm going to make it about the client, about the patient, about the customer, and educate and give them, do what is right. And then doors to start to open, and then your business takes off. So that's totally you though. I just thought of that book for a second. You should read that. You would like it.
I'm going to read that because I'm a firm believer of what goes around comes around.
Amen. So how can listeners connect with you online to hear more about your farm and or purchase beef, pork, chicken, or eggs?
I do have a website. It's sevenbridgesbeef.com. And it's got all those things on there that you can pick I want to just look at beef and look at beef. Or you can say, hey, I want to look at all four of those things. And that menu will come up with all the ways that you can purchase it. And also you can say, I want to order individual cuts, order a side. And you can see the choices there. People, if they've never been on the website, to check it out, but call me because I'm going to get your order. I'm going to call you anyways. And I'd rather just talk it over and make that things are done exactly what you're looking for. And we're at the Rochester Public Market Thursdays and Saturday all year round. But I like when people just check out the website. They can see the farm. They can see our practices. I put lots of videos on there of my husband harvesting and putting things in ag bags to ferment. One of my favorite things on there is there's a picture of opening the barn door with all the chickens running out for the day. I want to put a video audio to it and have it sound like a bunch of women because they're running around like mad. And it's like, oh, I forgot my purse. You should just see it. It's absolutely adorable. I have all the places on where you can find Seven Bridges Farm. Out at Johnson's on the website. And also have a couple of videos there from Channel 13. Channel 13's been at our farm twice, and those videos are there. So there's a lot to see on the website.
Before the final question, what's your elevator speech for, you know, why should listeners buy meat from your farm? What would you say?
I would have to say that they need to know quality meat for their family. They need to know where it comes from. And if they could educate themselves a little bit more about it, it's really easy to make that choice. And you know yourself. I mean, if you just educate yourself on what you're putting in your body, those choices are easy. And a lot of times people start with Seven Bridges Farm. I connect them with somebody that raises hydroponic greens, or I hook up with somebody that does, you know, sheep or something like that. And the whole circle just really works, but people have got to educate themselves, which I love doing. And they got to put the effort into not going to one spot to buy their meat, their tires, and their clothing. You can't do that. You got to put some effort into where you're going to put and how you're going to feed your family.
Yeah. We get stuck in ruts. We get complacent with a lot of things.
Yes, that is.
That was a great answer. I love it. Final question. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
I'm going to tell you a couple different spots because there is some really nice, like the rock on Gregory Street in the South Wedge, they have the Tap Mallet. It's great for all beer lovers. They have a beautiful menu, but it's also casual. And I think it's one of the best burgers in Rochester. We also have Lento's in the village. It's a great spot.
Farm to table.
They're farm to table. I can tell you how far away that farm is. It's kind of fun. And everything is prepared by order. Not a lot of things are prepared ahead of time. And then we have the fun spot, the Swillburger. Playhouse. That can be for anybody. I mean, it's a really nice spot. They also serve our burger like Tap and Mallet, but it's that old fashioned smashed burger. And it's so fun to go in there and play games. And I really enjoy it. Rochester is fun in general, but you got to pick and choose your little spots you got to find there.
Now that was all the South Wedge, right? Those three spots?
Yes.
Nice. Yep. They all serve your meat.
Yep.
Awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm getting so hungry right now.
There's another one that just opened up on Monroe Avenue. It's called the Sheffield.
Okay.
They also serve our burger, and they have like trivia nights and all kinds of fun things too. So in Rochester, there's a lot of good places to eat. Let me tell you that.
Amen to that. Yeah. Well, Brita, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you're doing for our community. You guys are awesome. Keep doing you. Keep being a go-giver. Like I said, check out that book. Again, thank you for your time today.
I really enjoy this very much, Matt, and I'm gonna go online and figure out what that book is. And you have a great day, and thanks for having me. I love doing it.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Brita shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me, info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram, @DR.Driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.